rūpa nāṅgā tātā nyāmbi simchīn tamche kūki yīhī ngāyī dāñi chabdā dōrjīn chāṅgā kōmpāṅ lāṅ kōyabara sā tēyī chētā tāmbi chī lā tisāṅ kōmsaṅ chī cāyabara sā wā nyāmbi sāmbā sāṅ chūn chūtū tūkchī pa ngāyī dātāṅ tī sāmbachī.
So Rinpoche urges us at the beginning to give rise to the awakening mind, a loving mind, and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them. This for the purpose of attaining the state of Vajradhara, endowed with the five wisdoms, and that for the purpose then of benefiting sentient beings as vast as the sky.
Mm-hmm. Jyoza dorji ne dunje nani ne yapa khan devar shikpi nyingpo re. Tela khan devar shikpi nyingpo kepa la jumtsin som jindor tenpa namja jui jepar kepa trime drepsor pe goy tenpa tenpa nani tene trime drepsor kepa kabre. Kable nga ki kongdu kyu sende. Tereng ke kam de rangin chuyin chepar dun chun sur de rangin chepar chuyin dun chun sur de chun ji sanje la so pe pe go ke chun za de hi ning bon chun sur.
So out of the teachings of the Dharma, Rinpoche is currently teaching on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. This is divided then into the seven diamond points. We are presently studying the fourth of these, that of the basic constituent. And that chapter on the basic constituent then is first presented in terms of the three reasons, the brief presentation on the three reasons why all beings have it, the extensive presentation of the 10 attributes of the Buddha nature, and the 9 examples symbolizing the way in which the relationship between the Buddha nature and the adventitious stains. That is the section which we are in at presently. And today, Rinpoche will explain then the section which is dealing with showing then the Buddha nature as is symbolized and the relationship of that to that which symbolizes it, the 9 examples.
So,
first, the particular symbolism of the expanse of phenomena, the nature. Then this has 3 parts. Then they are the manner of symbolizing the three natures through 9 examples briefly, dividing the meaning of those separately, and the detailed explanation concerning the essence of each classification.
Chusom pegun chunchon dor tembani rangin somje duser kam sanje so dang chunchon so hisab song de sawa tikang ba ni ma to me bare.
So this is the root text on root text 124 in the commentary. It's 144 on page 66. It is only 2 lines. Is concerned with then the brief teaching concerning the symbolizing of the three natures, and it reads, for the purpose of summarizing into three natures, the basic constituent is compared to the Buddha and so forth.
Cheparan jorbe, rangin namba som ji dupe ser Kante yin chik pe nyingbo ne. Rang yin som de chuko te yin ni rek som re. Te yin chik pe nyingbo ne sanje je ko tang dran tse la so pa nyingbo chun bar se pe pe gopo nam tang chun song so.
For the purpose of summarizing the nature being taught into three being taught in three aspects, the basic constituent, the essence of the one thus gone, is compared to the nine examples, which are the similes of the body of the Buddha, the honey, and so forth.
Tanda chuko te yinye regge rang yin somje dupe khan devar kikpi nyingpo te sanje jiko tan dranze la sope pe gota chun songpare sebare, songpare.
So the meaning here is that the basic nature then is divided into three natures, or through three natures the basic nature, the expansive phenomena is collected or summarized. And then that is the body of qualities, the suchness, and the potential. And then this is illustrated through the nine examples, the body of the Buddha, the honey, and so forth.
Yevane, Niba Yevare, Yeva Kepane, Te, Tene, Deer Rangin Chuko Tang, Te Yin Yi Dan Rejang Te, Tene Pe Som Chick Tan, Nanam Jenny Hibar Sa, Hisava Songte.
So now the divisions. The nature of that, the body of qualities, the suchness, and the potential, should be known through three, one, and five examples, respectively.
Rangin som kankena, kondo rangin som je duser kam songdwa, rangin som de kankena, rangin som de karre sena, kena, chuji yin te yin kikpe, Ningbo, de rangine Ranzong ye hike chukatang Chuin de hi ningbun de rangine Ranzong chukatang Chujukotang Yin the majorwa te yin yi gerang yin tang Sanjian rope rekte nabasomo Ta rangin somde Chukku rangin, te yin niji rangin, regi rangin taan namba somo. Te na pe gu chetan som na ta rangin namba sombo te rangin som de pe chunza rangin namba sombo te chunzi pe gu yin chungu yore. Chunzi chunza rangin namba sombo te nam chunzi pe gu ye chetan som nyam na, chetan som sam na. Rangin sombo tene kondu kepe rangin sombo tene korem chetawa yendo chetawa yendo chunzi sanje jukko tangke dranze tang ni druye ningbu pe somji chuyengte Chukku rangin to hibar saken. Te tanda pe som te chukku chunzi ji pere. Serji pe cheke tene serji pe cheki te yinye ji rangin to hibar sawane. Ta serji pe teke rangin nipa tanda te yinye chunga yore. Te yin do ter tang hen jungba jungba tang kolu jorwa rambo ji ko tang kolu jorwa da ser ji zog de pe nga nam je ne pe pe nga ka ta trup kon chen bare trup ko sen se ring chen bare kosom drope kosom drope regeran yin do kibar sa o ring chen gres regeran yin do kibar sa o oya
So, what are these three natures, then, if one asks that? What are these three natures, or then the basic constituent? The three aspects of the expanse of phenomena, the essence of the one thus gone, then they are, first, the self-arisen pristine wisdom, that is, the body of qualities, and secondly, the unchanging suchness, and thirdly, the potential which accomplishes Buddha. And then how are these symbolized by means of the nine examples? Then the three natures respectively are symbolized as follows. The expanse, that is the expanse of phenomena, through the three examples of the body of the Buddha, the honey and the kernels of grain, then should be known as having the nature of the body of qualities. So the body of qualities then is symbolized through the first three examples. And secondly, through the example of the gold, it should be known as having the nature of suchness. So the suchness then is symbolized by the example of the gold. Similarly, the nature of the potential which accomplishes the three bodies of the Buddha should be known through the five examples of the treasure, the tree, the precious statue, the universal monarch, and the golden image.
Ta ta jo ko na sam sam sa bo yin kre rang yin sum bo chu jin rang yin sum bo de chu jin re rang yin sum bo chu jin pe ge yin chen zo yu de pe dang bo yi Pe tambo som ji chukur rang yin tsum ba kan ye. Ye pe te yin yin tsum jen. Pe sema nga ke kusom rupi rik ji rang yin tsum ba sa.
So to put this in the form of a syllogism, the three natures then are symbolized by means of nine examples, and then that is the first example. The first three examples then symbolize the body of qualities, the fourth example symbolizes the suchness, and the last five examples symbolize the potential which accomplishes the bodies of the Buddha.
Then a
So the detailed explanation now, that was the brief explanation. The detailed explanation has three parts. First, the detailed explanation of the examples of the body of qualities. Secondly, teaching on the examples of the suchness. And thirdly, the detailed explanation of the examples of the potential. The examples of the body of qualities, then, has two parts, teaching the divisions of the body of qualities, and secondly, linking up the examples with that. And so first, the divisions of the body of qualities.
Chukka namni hisa te chuin hindu trimitang. Te yuntun sabatang nazo chon tunba wo hisongde.
The root reads as follows. Root reads as follows. The body of qualities should be known as two, or as being twofold. The extremely stainless expanse of phenomena, and the favorable cause of that, the profound and various methods of the teachings.
Rangin chukka teyang. Ta chukka rangin teyang te kepa la ngotang takpe yewe chukka ngone wa tang takpa wa seje de chukka dandrawa ma to chukka thartok ma yin pa te la takpa wa sebra ngotang takpe yewe ngone pa tang ngone pam chukka ngotang chukka senyi pa tang chukka ngu ma yin pa chukka takpa wa nye de nye ji yewe namba nye su hibar sa de chukka le nye yore nye su hibar sa de Chukka ngoyda karrasa na chuji yin tevgin hikpa nyingbo, khan devar hikpa nyingbo, hikpare, hindu trama mechen, ngol hindu trama mechen, rangin je vosarvani, semche nelo dirhik nyingbo te vosarvare, vosarva te yang rangin je vosarvare ma to, jochen le somo vosarvate ma re, rangin je vosarvani. Sanje namje, so rang rebe yiji joyor do jorba. So rang rebe yiji joyor do jorba de tenem senipa de chukun senipa tokpa chukore tokpa chujuko. Dordona tene. Khan devari hikpi nyingbo, sanje namje, soso rang rikpi yihi jingon somto tokpa te tokpa chukare. Te tokpa tupi jyun tunba, te tabi tokpa jyun tunba te karese na durza karwa che tabar, nambar rikpan jungwe, durza karpa durza lo dan tunbar, Number rekpan jungwa se du. Number rekpan jungwa. Long chute tulpa lande dedan deta vare sana nam rek da hipan jungwa. Number rekpan lo che vare. Jungwa. Long chute nam ne tapa vayino. Ta chuko ngune vate tokpa tere. Long chute chu tapa vare. Tapa va tenpa chuko. Chukka lo tokpa chukka tang tenpa chukka nyere. Teda ne jyobar sawa tang jyobar sepam. Yana tokpa chukka de jyosa tang tenpa chukka to juzi yam. Yana tanda tenpa chukka to jyo tang tokpa chukka to devare. Deva tan ju ye yewe. Tokpa chukka deva tan tenpa chukka. Ju yewe chang rabdu sevar tau. Tenpa chukka yang namba nye de ta. Tenpa chukka tela yang nasi ye na namba nye yore. Te kona nyi thon tampa denpa. Den, thon tampa denpa wang do se ne. Sancho sempa deno le tsamde. Sape chuchu chor tuanpa. Shendo samon tuanpa tang, ya cheva tuanpa nyi yore. Sape chuchu chor tuanpa tang, semchin na chope samba tan tuanpa. Semjin na zoba, tela samba mandava na zoba yore. Kaihe, gaihe, nindu ji tikpa la gagare, semjin kaihe, ranja ji tikpa la gagare, kaihe, tikpa chenpo la gagare yore, tikpa chenpo la gagare yore. Tendu, semjin na zoba, samba dan tumbara, lo dan tumbara. Samba dan tumbara, lo dan tumbara, jikbare. Tumbara, kunzob ji denba wang do sene, kunzob denba wang do sene, Dode la sopa, sonrab yin la chonyi le tsamte, jya cheva na sopa na tuanpa wo. Tuanda ta tenpa chukute la, sapa tuanpa ta jya cheva tuanpa nyi yore, sapa tungpa nyi ta ta dekhi nyingpo tuanpa ta sa sapa re. Jya cheva te, tene kunzob janam jya tuanpa ta jya cheva re. Oya.
So the body of qualities then should be known as having two aspects when divided, and that would be the aspect of imputation and then the real aspect. That means then that the body of qualities then would be the actual body of qualities, the real body of qualities, and that body of qualities through imputation or through imputation. So the body of qualities of realization, the expanse of realization, the essence of the one thus gone, extremely stainless and by nature radiant clarity, the characteristic of having become the sphere of activities of the self-knowing pristine wisdom of the Buddhas. So then that would be the body of qualities of realization, then would be the real or actual body of qualities, the direct realization by the Buddhas. Then the favorable cause for the realization or attainment of that is the body of qualities of imputed teachings, the scriptural dharma that arises conceptually according to the fortune or dispositions of those to be tamed. So that would be the second body then. These are to be seen as the full divisions of the cause and fruit, or what is to be expressed and what expresses. So another way to express this, to say this then, is that the body of qualities of realization is the fruit, and the body of qualities of imputed teachings then is the cause, or that which is to be expressed is the body of qualities of realization, and that which expresses it is the body of qualities of imputed teachings. So then, in terms of the body of qualities of the teachings, there are two aspects. First, from the point of view of the that-ness, the ultimate truth, the writings from the basket of teachings of the bodhisattvas, teaching the way of the profound Dharma. And then from the point of view of the conventional truth, in agreement with the thoughts of various sentient beings, the writings from the 12 branches of the excellent speech, the sutras and so forth, teaching the various great and vast ways. So then the body of qualities of teachings, then, or the scriptural Dharma, has two aspects. First, the profound teachings that refers to the teachings on emptiness and the Buddha nature. And secondly, then, all of the different vast teachings which have to do with then the various conceptual teachings. And then, with the body of qualities of the imputed teachings, then, which are taught to those to be tamed in accordance with their various dispositions, and that would mean then teaching the path of the hearers to those who had the disposition of the path of the hearers, teaching the path of the self-realizers to those who had that disposition or who liked those teachings, and then teaching the profound Mahayana to those who liked those teachings. So then the body of qualities, then, to sum this up, the body of qualities is divided into this actual real aspect and this imputed aspect. The real actual aspect then is the self-knowing pristine awareness, then the direct realization by the Buddhas of the self-knowing pristine awareness, the direct realization of the expansive phenomena of the nature of the mind. So then the second aspect, which would be the imputed aspect, the word sounds funny to me in this context, but we'll leave it for now. The imputed aspect, or the then body of qualities of the teachings, or the scriptural body of qualities, then this has the two aspects of the ultimate truth, then, which would be the profound teachings on emptiness and the Buddha nature, and the then vast teachings of the sutras on the conventional level.
Chukko nam nye jizwa de jye jindwa jime te ye jindin sabada na zho zho tumba wo chukko nam nye jizwa de jye jindwa jime te ye jindin sabada na zho zho ne tumba wo chukko nam nye jizwa de jye jindwa jime te ye jindin sabada
Tramo Samu Chortena Danza Rojek Pagin, the number Nato Chortena, Nato Bumming Yinjisa, Hisavasan.
And so now comes the section linking up the those examples of the nine then which fit in with explaining and realizing these three natures. And the root reads as follows. It's 127 in the commentary, 146 and 147 in the text, in the book. Because it is beyond the world, and since there is no example for it within the world, the body of the one thus gone and the basic constituent are taught as being similar. The teachings, which are the methods, subtle and profound, are like the one taste of honey. The teachings, which are of various aspects, should be known as being similar to the kernels in their husks.
Tela tokpar sava, kang tokpar sava, rangyin je nambar tapa, tape chujukane. Chukune, jikten je chu tamche le yang takpan depe ser tang, jikten de ser. Jikten na chujukun de la, jikten je khan la chukun sun si je, Chukundalan Sambara se pe pene, pe yenda ngayam mamek pe, ngayam mebati sena, pe menana nepe te yen kikbaran zongo ko ni dang, ta te yen meto pe menana yepe te yen kiba ko te yang ran zongo ko, zuja pa mayen beran zongang, ran songa ran tongo ko, ko te chukupe la yavare, te mato pe yenda yomare. Te yin ke paranzong ko ko ni tang, kan rang yin ke nambar tabo, tapa ni bo, so re tsa man rawa ni de tenpa yin la, so tsan rawa wang du se ne, tene danda san ranzong ko ko te ni ke chukun, tokpa chukun tsuen pare. Ya, a tangpo te yipa tu son ya.
Because that which is to be realized, then the basic constituent, the body of qualities whose nature is completely pure, because that is absolutely beyond all worldly phenomena, and since there is not a single object in the world which can serve as an example, which is able to symbolize the body of qualities, then because of that, the self-arisen body of the one thus gone within the petals of the lotus, the self-arisen body means then that no one put it there, but it arose by itself. The self-arisen body of the one thus gone within the petals of the lotus, and the basic constituent, whose nature is completely pure, that these are taught as being partially alike, that there is no other example which will suffice.
Tata jukuna chukune chukune chuju tokpa chuju kone chujin te yin ke paran zong ko tang tokpa chuju ko chujin te yin ke paran zong ke ko ni tang kan ran yin je nambar ta pa ni bo o de de ko Te yin ke paran zonga ko tang, kan rang yin ke nambar tapa ni chu chi, sore tsam to, sore rawa tsam to tenpa yin te, jikten de ser, jikten je chu tam che le, de pa kan ke, jikten na chu kun de lan chun si ki pe yin ga yang ma me ku se, ta jo su na de no.
If we wanted to put this then into a syllogism, it would go as follows. Then taking as the subject of the syllogism, the body of qualities, then is symbolized by the self-arisen body of the one that's gone within the petals of the lotus, because it is absolute, it is completely beyond any worldly phenomena, and because in the world there is no other example than which is capable of symbolizing it.
Tramo samu chote na danza rojek pa yinte. Da tokpa jyun tuin ba. Te tokpa jyun tuin ba. Tokpa chukka teni tokpa jyun tuin ba. Te jor jor ba. Ting ba ka yin. Penyon tan ten be. Samo te ton tan pe ten ba te. Hien to ting pa kpar ka wa. Ting pa kpar ka wa. He parakawa, to parakawa, tenda jipayer. Penyo tang, penyo chempo da dembe, tramo samo, tramo dan samo. Ton tambe de, ton tambe tsor tembane, ton tambe demba temba, ton tambe tsor tembam, tenda demba tembane, chu tam jete yin yi do, ton tambe chu tam jete yin yi. Tungpa nyi to ro chikpar tuyumpa ser. Tuyantam je ngô la tina chutam je ro chikpar. Ro chikpar tuyumpa ser. Dranca nam ngar khen khenpa nyi to. Dranca mandrava tam je ngarva tang khenpa nyi to ro chikpar chetava yinte. Chetava yinte. Tien du samu te ta khen du samu te dranci pe iten pare. Dranca tamche ro ngarva ten khenpa ro chikpa yendo ton tambar samo ton tambar tene tuyantan tenpe wangdo sena chu tamche ro chikpa re. Ja cheva sonrab yinla chonyi la soba tabje namba na chokpe chor tenpa ne nyingbu ton tokpe che do nyingbu ton tokpe che do Ningbu don't talk but tabs of Joba said, tabs of Remje Trave, Rembe Ningbo, Ningbo Togo, you retain the Remje Trave, don't not talk but than David said. Humbam, Bagban, not so but Bobna, Jenna, never Jesa, Drew Ningbo never get out again the keeper's house. Oh, yeah.
So, the favorable cause then for the realization of that, the realization of the actual body of qualities, then the favorable cause, that of the teachings, the favorable cause for the realization of that, the teachings whose ultimate way is subtle and profound through having been endowed with qualities and being difficult to fathom. Difficult to fathom, it's these then teachings on
Tingpa kawa, So what the cabs are, so what the hinging with it.
So being difficult to fathom, what is it that's difficult to fathom, difficult to understand, difficult to realize, then those are emptiness, the Buddha nature, and ultimate truth. But here, within the context that we're studying now, it refers mainly to the Buddha nature, primarily. Because it is taught that the suchness of all phenomena is of one taste, and therefore it is similar to the one taste of sweet and delicious honey. So the ultimate truth, then, of all phenomena is said to be of one taste, and so it is compared to honey, which whatever honey one gets, then it is delicious and sweet. It has one
taste.
So here then it is said that what it is which is difficult to realize, difficult to understand, is then the teachings on the ultimate truth and the sutras dealing with the teachings on the ultimate truth. The example is then of the comparison to honey. Because of the sweetness of honey, then it is said to have one taste. And in the same way, then the emptiness of all phenomena cannot be divided, is the same, and so is also said to have one taste.
That jatya vate.
Rinpoche?
Gareso. Kaba. Trama sami chote na danza roji paikin. Teacher and deva lo yinba.
Trunksa ki pe lo
si. Tsa son, ha? That jatya vate. Jatya va sonrab yin la chonyi la so ba thap jana ba na so ba so ten ba ne nyingpo tog pa che do rem jitra va ade lo ra ba
re
tam
inyan inji ke lo ma so
oya ade inji ke lo ta.
So then the teachings, the manner of the various aspects of skillful means, the 12 branches of vast and great speech, because it is the connections of the various gradual expedient truths for the purpose of realizing the truth which is the core or the essence, it should be known as similar to the kernels of usable grains in the hollow of the various husks. Putting this into the form of a syllogism, so considering then the teachings, the ways of the then various methods or skillful means, then these are to be understood as being like the kernels of grains within the hollow of the various husks, or the various husks of the seeds, because it makes the connection with the various expedient truths which then gradually realize the meaning or of the essence or the meaning of the core.
Dan dordon and the Kunzop tapje namba tembe do teso karra sana shunba nazo go boble yebendo yinyung bonda wore shunba nazo go boble yebendo te se ye pa pa ge dem na nang ge nying bo te lam san thong ma rwa nang ge nying bon thong wa la se ye pa pa te so re be hyo go re te na ye kunzop temba te so lam san thong tam ba to thog ma re rembe rembe to go re ti se na do yinyung bonda wore
So, then, to sum up this example, the teachings and the sutras of the various, then, skillful means, then, which are taught on a conventional level, then this is compared to the kernels within the grains. This for the reason that when one has a grain, one cannot see the kernels immediately because they're surrounded by the husks. And so in order to get to the kernels, one needs to get rid of the husks. What word do you use? What do you do to husks? Huh? Thresh. Thresh. One needs to thresh them and polish them maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So then one does not see the ultimate truth immediately. And so these are the teachings then which gradually lead one to the understanding of the ultimate truth.
Pena tanjur nye par kawa tse mata pa le jun den korwa dunga ke pa tesu tam je di na so bum nying da wore. Tanjur nye par kawa awa. Tse mata pa awa. Le jun de awa. Korwa dunga se yore wa. O tesu tam je kunzop ke yore tantan di Papa Bubble, you've been doing that with it. There's a turn down to the tubs of your body, Mato, Lamsan turned down to him.
So, for example, teachings on the precious human body, teachings on the impermanence of all phenomena, teachings on action, cause and effect, teachings on the sufferings of samsara, then these are all. conventional teachings leading up to, these are all conventional teachings and are compared to the kernels within the husks because they are skillful means to gradually lead up to the understanding and realization of the ultimate truth. So then these three examples are what symbolize then the three natures of the body of qualities, or which symbolize the body of qualities. And so the body of qualities then is taught through or by means of these three examples. So then comes the teachings on the examples of the suchness. And the root is as follows. It's 128 in the commentary, 148 in the text. Because its nature is unchanging, noble and completely pure, the suchness is expressed as being similar to the ingot of gold. It is called the suchness because what is the nature of the mind? It is called the suchness because what is the nature, that which is the nature of the mind, even if there is limitless suffering through the mental afflictions, it is completely pure, the unchanging radiant clarity. Its nature is unchanging in all phases, like good gold is unchanging. By nature, it is noble and supreme, like beautiful gold. It is like stainless gold, because from the beginning it has been completely pure and without the mental afflictions. Therefore, the expanse of phenomena, the suchness, should be known as being compared to the ingot of good gold. And Rinpoche says here, then, this is having to do with the unchangingness of the nature. He gave the example of clouds in the sky, that whether there are clouds in the sky or whether there are not clouds in the sky, it makes absolutely no difference to the essence of the sky. The essence doesn't change whatsoever, that there is no real connection between the clouds and the sky.
Tande. Tajur kona.
The yin yin do, ne kap tam che the yin do manjur va kan ye.
tenzik dangbo. Se zangbo lan yorwa meba te yindu, te yinyi de nekab tamje lan yorwa meba kanji tenzik dangbo se. Gekhin seba tenzik jikse. Se zangbo nzeba dandrawa rangyin ke gekhin chodo chorpe se zang, tenzik nipa se. Sumba te nambar tangba tere. Se zangbo te la Tema da chome ba dandrawa, te yin chikpa, te yin yin de dema ne nyo momba, ngola nyo momba mecha nabar tabase. Ten chik somre.
So, to put this into the form of a syllogism, the expanse of phenomena, the suchness, considering that, then this should be compared, should be known as being compared to the ingot of good gold, and there are three reasons. Because its nature is unchanging in all phases, like good gold is unchanging, and by nature it is noble and supreme, like beautiful gold, and it is like stainless gold because from the beginning it has been completely pure and without the mental afflictions.
Morning.
So next, the detailed teachings on the examples of the potential has three parts. First, the teachings through the examples of the twofold potential. Secondly, the way of attaining the three bodies through that. And thirdly, linking up the examples with those. So first, the teachings through the examples of the twofold potential. And the root, like the treasure and the tree grown from the fruit, the potential should be known as having two aspects, naturally abiding from the beginning and perfectly taken and supreme.
Pena bezor ji sardo madovken bezor bepa zorwa tesu tanda ginde kaso bezor sinyam bondoga bezor Bepa, Zorwa, Zorup, das ist Parche Chigwa hier, das ist dann auch. Bezor je sardo madrubchen, lonju se michi padan denbe. Lonju duyung, Longju se miki padan denba, doyon se miki padan denba. Debe longju se miki padan denba, ter chenbo, savo narangin je ne padan. Bezor je drupe deva dan jebe, khen gyunba, jimu tsa dorem je jeba jetawa yendo, chuko longu chuko de kusom jongdo rongwe, Sanje je rekte ya namba nizu ki barasate. Ta rekte kararasana Toma mebe dune Semje rangin do Nyevar nebe Chujiyin rangin nambar tapa Chujiyin nambar tapa rangin ne rekta Savog tergin do Tene Toma mebe ne semje chunyi do neba rangin ne rekser Dela mekte tuba la soba sebe Rangin nerek teni ngondo sabi che do imbata Dela mekte se jete Rangin nerek teni ngondo sabi che do Tuba la soba sebe Bezor je sardo Yang takpa lama le soma gewa Tarpa chatan tuba Tarpa chatan De solam re Tarpa chatan tuba Cho do Jorba Jejor Jerengi do. Ta reik de la rangi ne reik da Jejor Jerengi. Oya. Ta tambun reva de lo de jara.
Tarpe cha tan dempa di tsoklam re.
Tsoklam. Yeah.
Just like, for example, the great treasure whose extent of enjoyment is unknown and not newly accomplished through effort, just like that naturally remains under the earth, and just like a tree along with its fruit, growing in a grove is accomplished through effort, so should one know as twofold the potential of the Buddha able to give rise to the three bodies. And then they are the twofold aspect of the potential, the natural potential completely pure, the expanse of phenomena which has been closely abiding as the nature of the mind since beginningless time. And secondly, the focus of that, or for the purpose of obtaining that, the fully developed potential which has become supreme through the favorable aspect of liberation, and that favorable aspect of liberation refers to the path of accumulation, the virtue arisen from completely receiving through the efforts of listening to the teachings, and so forth.
Rangi nerek te karresena Rangi nerek te savok te tan songba yinde savok te te tambo ne ba te yendo Rangi nerek te thoma me ba ne semji chuni do nyevar ne ba se nyevar ne ba se na Rangi nerek te savok te tan ra ba re
So first then this natural potential or naturally abiding potential, then this is compared to the treasure which is lying under the ground because the treasure has been lying under the ground from the beginning. And so in the same way, then this naturally abiding potential then has been there since beginningless time, that the basic nature of the mind then has been abiding or has been remaining since beginning this time.
Then Jejor je rek da yang da ba drupa rek da da je kwa yore.
Jejor je rek
da? Jejor ma re. Jejor.
Jejor da?
Da yang da ba drupa rek. Thar jen le yang da ba drupa rek song duwa. Kar sana drupa sa sardu kong pe dan duwa jo kar wa. yan tab drup re kam je jor je re kichin jun hen dev chin ji jun hen rem ji ji ba da chun chun ba yin song ba yin de yang tab la wa le song wei yang tab la wa le song wei Suenam Choje, Suenam Je Choje, Remji Jebese.
Tensei Kavada.
Suenam Je Choje, Remji Jebese. Tensei Danado. Suenam Choje, Remji Jebese. Jejurje Rek Chuchin. Rebu Chinji, Junhin Zambo, Remji Jeva Tan, Songbam, Rava Inte. Then Rava the Karasana. Yang Daba Lama Le Sonwe, Suenang Gebe Choje, Remje Jebe Se, Remje Pilbe Se. Hingdong De Remje Che Roi Rwa, Jien Roi Rwa, O Te Mai.
And so this fully developed potential, also sometimes called the perfectly accomplished potential, then taking considering this then as the subject of the syllogism, so the perfectly accomplished potential then is like the tree along with its fruit, which is growing in gradually growing in a grove, because then through then the perfect path, the gathering of merit then gradually develops.
Are endor dona tande kapso savog ter jepi ranginer savog ter jepete chunzi savog ter ti chunza ranginer tembare Sunzi Jinxing Jinje, Deva Jinji Jinxing Jinje, Deva Jinji Kingdong Renji Jevati, Sunza Jejurji Regam, Yang Tapa Drupa Regam, Sunbare. Sunbate Tain Betunda, Sarpose Betunda.
So then to sum this up, the two examples from the nine. First, the example of the treasure which is lying under the ground. That this treasure then symbolizes or is the simile for this naturally abiding potential. And then the example of the tree, which along with its fruit, the fully developed tree, which gradually grows and develops, then this is the simile for, this symbolizes the fully developed potential or the perfectly accomplished potential.
Oh, yeah.
Terdong drebe jen jen du rekte nam nye je zade tome ron jen e badan yanda lamba
Kusum topsorne, dande narogo, kusum tepsore. Rangin nerek dan jejur jerek te ni, takbalatin de kusum topsorne, ring de ni le sanjeje kusum topper and dobayin. Tangbukon at tangbot te, ni bayin as sema ni hisabasonte.
Page 78 of the commentary, third line, 130, where it says kusum tep, that should be an auto, it should be top. So, the way of attaining the three bodies, first is as follows, the root. From this twofold potential, it is asserted that the three bodies of Buddha are attained, the first body from the first, and the latter two from the second.
Pardon? Rangyin da jebere nile, rangyin ere tang jebere gam jejor jere de nile. Tan dev karthogre sen dev job sanje je kusom topan de payinla. Sanje je nga to kusom, kusom je dani jinje sanje je komba dubo yerawa. Tate drop tope junsen te rangyin ere tang jejor jere ni yeba latin te kusom togre ma to. Rengipo Mambun tarsin bar sene. Lower the treman tada lower the trema tada tang travale. Rangi nerecte yehi jet soje Rangi nerecte over rangi jet number taba in a lower trebetreme deb de ure. Te yehi jet so mambu lower trebetrema janvar seba lene. Ko som janane ko tangbo. Takpa nidin ngorang yin je tangpo ni takpa ti tena lobo trupe trema di ikhi je cho je jangwe tena lobo treda je chukore takpa nidin nidin chuni ngo ni je ko na toba te nipa jejor je reng prawa le jejor je reng te ni tanda junshen kipi deva chenji junshen kipi tenbe Nipa jejo jerek te ni gong ni gong tong prawa le Sui nam je chon tar sen ba ye Sui nam je chon tar sen ba Senpa top ji Ko sema Dorza nyewa tang rengwa la nawa Dorza nyewa la nawa longju zopa ko tang Rengwa la nawa trupa ko ni topa wo Oya
From the two potentials, the natural cause and the developed, it is asserted that the fruit, the two bodies of a perfect Buddha, are attained. So, without then, it is because of this twofold potential that it is possible then to attain the two bodies of a Buddha. If this potential then were not there, it would not be possible to attain it, is what is being said. The first body, the body of the essence, the basic nature, endowed with the twofold purity, is attained from the first, the naturally abiding potential, from being free from all of the adventitious stains, having perfected the accumulation of pristine wisdom. Then it is through the accumulation of pristine wisdom then, which is what it is which then purifies the adventitious stains, so allowing then the first body to be accomplished from the naturally abiding potential. From the increase of the fully developed potential, then through perfecting the accumulation of merit, the two latter bodies, that is, the body of enjoyment and the body of emanation, appear to those to be tamed, close and far. So in the then Mahayana, then it is said that it is one can attain the three bodies of the Buddha. And the reason for being able to attain the three bodies of the Buddha is because of the presence of the two potentials, that is, the naturally abiding potential and the fully developed potential. And how does this work? Then, through the So now, linking up the examples with what is being spoken about concerning the potential, the root is as follows. The body of the essence should be known as similar to the beautiful precious statue because it is natural, not made, a treasure of precious qualities. The perfect enjoyment is like the universal monarch because it is greatly endowed with the majesty of the great Dharma, because it is of the nature of an image. The body of emanation, because it is of the nature of an image, the body of emanation is like the golden image.
Rangin chine semen tang, yuntin rinchin terin se. Dema ne rangin che trope bezor che sard se pa mayin pa kaan ke. Top so yuntin se mekipa naam che ter do chorpe se. Ta tin tse nye re. Rambuchele Trope Sanje Kuzuk Dandrava Temple.
So Rinpoche begins by putting this into a syllogism, and then the subject of the syllogism then is considering the body of the essence. Then this is compared to the statue of, or the image of the Buddha, which is made from precious substances for two reasons. Because it is not newly made, it is not made with any effort, but it is accomplished naturally from the beginning. And secondly, because it is like a treasure of precious qualities, the powers and so forth, the extent of which is unknown.
Chuchin jase chedin se zolong kolu jorgeno. Sapa da ja chebe tikpa chembu. Sapa samu tongba ni da ja chebe chu tikpa chembu jase je panjor chembo da dembe se na durza takpa la nawa lonjo zobu kone kolu jurwe jarbo rembo je na doenda lingi la sobe jorba la longke bagino. Oh yeah. Longer what?
But it's in Dampo Sawa Java Lomaso.
Dampil Kare. Then Java Lomaso. Tajuma to my letter. Oh, yeah, Tan Java Long. Then the man knows somewhere. The two know him. None of it. Ye know him, but that know him.
So, the commentary on the first part then is the ultimate body of the essence, whose nature is radiant clarity and which is supremely beautiful through the splendorous qualities, should be known as being similar to the body of the Buddha made from precious substances, because of not being newly made through effort but accomplished naturally from the beginning, and because it is like a treasure of precious qualities, the powers and so forth, the extent of which is unknown. And then, because it is endowed with the great splendor of the majesty of the profound and vast great Mahayana Dharma, the body of perfect enjoyment, appearing to those who are pure, is like the universal monarch enjoying the possession of the seven precious substances, the four continents and so forth.
Tan Tenarida. Chichin Jasi Chidi is Zolong Kolijo. Zolong Kolijo. Zolong Kolijo Chichin. Durza Tapa La. Longju zobu kone chuchin. Durza takpa la nawa longu ne chuchin. Takpa, durza takpa la nawa longju zobu kone chuchin. Yana durza le takpa la nawa. Durza takpa la nawa longju zobu kone chuchin. Kolu jurwe Kolu jurve jarpo tang tsungpa yin te tsungpa tenpe jyum tsen yo te sapa tang jya cheva tikpa chenpe chuchi jarsi je panjor chenpo tang tenpe se
So So the body of perfect enjoyment appearing to those who are pure, the subject of the syllogism, then that is like the universal monarch, or that is symbolized by the universal monarch, because it is endowed with the great splendor of the majesty of the profound and vast great Mahayana Dharma. So here then the
Sabada Jacheva Sabada Jacheva Chuji Jase the Dembe Tense Ki Longju Zope Kote Kolujova Longju Zokote Kolujova Jarpota Tsumba Temper.
So, here again, the profound and vast majesty of the Mahayana Dharma, then, that this is symbolized, then, this is symbolized by the universal monarch, and is then the universal monarch which The profound and vast Mahayana Dharma, then the body of enjoyment appearing to those who are pure, is symbolized by the universal monarch.
Oh, yeah, Tom. Zuni Chenaran Yin Sir Turba Serge Zoktava Tati Tuka Temper. Ton Tampe Kong Monsum the Churpin Nerba Latine. Tendanji kongon to chupine balatine, durze longor, durze longo, nango, mungo, te chigware, durze longo to the loyingola, lo dan tumba, muba dan tumba, nama dan tumba, durze longor kanga kandorchi, zungi chene, pen a mulla mezo gogramato yang, zogiendake pinto yumar. Tundula Tundu Zogdav. Kanla Kandor Jizuni Jen and Namba Sam Hare Rangin in the Ser. Truba said that Namba Sam Zog and Namba Sam Hare Rangin in the Ser. Tumong the Nama Turpukone Sanjay Turpukone Serge Zuni Dandao Serge Zuni Tabo.
So that was the linking up the example with the Sambhogakaya, or body of enjoyment, and now linking up the example with the Nirmanakaya, or body of emanation. Due to the power of having directly realized the ultimate body, because it naturally arises as only a reflection, which tames according to their dispositions those to be tamed, the body of emanation appearing to the ordinary is like the golden image. And here, they, which tames according to the dispositions of those to be tamed, for example, appearing in a human body then would only be for humans, that it would not be so beneficial for other beings.
Tumong do nama Tumundanava,
So,
the Tapaka and Tungare, Madapaka and Tungare. Kesas and then Jargare. Jargare, Tungare. Oh, yeah.
So putting this into the form of a syllogism, the body of emanation, the common appearances, then is said to be like a golden image. Because, due to the power of having directly realized the ultimate body, it naturally arises as only a reflection which tames according to their dispositions those to be tamed.
Sandam Nabu Nanga Serge Zog Somji Tandan Devo Chukulong Trukusom de Tsumbare.
So here the
Tsumbare, Tembare.
Here the three bodies, that is the body of qualities, the body of enjoyment, and the body of emanation, are taught through the examples or symbolized by the examples of the statue within the tattered rags, the universal monarch within the womb of the woman, and through the then golden image, the golden image.
Dan de kabso pen de che nyambon tsunzi je pe gopo tege tsunza tso kande tsun tsundo te sarpo. Sarpo yili ya gogra ha kogogre. Sabe tse ke sarpo te indu ga? Te ya po ha kowa zo, hipa zo, majipa zo gogre.
So here, the manner in which then the Buddha nature then is being symbolized through these nine examples should be understood quite well and not forgotten.
Then the Sava Tesu Yan Yando Kandons at Samambondona, Tenda Sarpo Yungre, Te Yang Lola Saint Togre, Tenesunam Chembo Yang Togre, Pinyon Chembo Yere.
So if one then repeats and chants these root verses again and again, it is very beneficial because then one will learn the words, one will learn and understand the meaning of the words, and one will then gather, collect merit. And so for these reasons, it's very beneficial to repeat them, to chant them again and again.
Rajin jinne zemeda yeder jinne.